I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
You mentioned this when we came in, and I've seen this two or three times where Tom Brady's jersey was found.
Yes.
I'm amazed how much manpower is devoted to finding these two football jerseys.
Yes.
I mean, I just sort of never even thought after it was done. I was like, that was weird that his jersey disappeared, but I could see why somebody would want them.
Right, and then you moved on with your life.
Yes, it wasn't something that I thought about, but evidently the FBI has been spending hundreds of man hours on this case, and they viewed, I don't know, thousands and thousands of credentials, went over, you know, hours and hours of tape provided to them by Fox and everybody else, and narrowed down the suspect and somebody from Mexico, an international media member, like a photographer or reporter, has been found to be the one who took the jerseys. They've got the jerseys back, and they're trying to authenticate those jerseys. They saw on film where the guy makes his way into the locker room and gets Brady's jerseys and puts them in a plastic bag and takes them away.
The question I always have to ask is, who's paying for this? Who paid for all these man hours of footage watching and searching, and the FBI?
You and I did. It's your taxpayer.
Okay, I just want to make sure that I was contributing somehow to this horrific crime.
But Tom Brady says, hopefully when I get the jerseys back, I can make something very positive come from this experience. So
yeah, he'll write a book about it.
Well, maybe he'll auction them off or something for some kind of charity, and some legitimate collector will get their hands on them. And then they can put them up on eBay and see what they can get for them, which is exactly what's going to happen.
Mm-hmm.
But anyway, evidently this guy had been doing things like this for a while. They also found a football helmet that he had in his possession, too, that they're also trying to authenticate.
You think they're worth more now that they're part of this story?
Of course they are. Yeah, man. Hey, see this jersey? This is the one that gets stolen from Tom Brady.
I'm not calling conspiracy, but I'm just saying, I would like to draw attention to the fact that they're worth a whole lot more now.
It was put in a plastic bag, carried off to Mexico.
Mm-hmm.
The FBI found it, and then they got it back to Tom Brady, and he auctioned it up.
You know how they carry things across the border? That's what they, you put it in little baggies so that they get.
Yeah, but they usually stuff it in a body cavity of some kind, and
right.
The jersey would be very big to do that.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.